Welcome to this week's episode of the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast. Today, Brent will continue with a series title called Seven Truths About Fruitfulness.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to this week's episode of the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast. We are on a series called The Fruitful Leader, Seven Truths About Fruitfulness. And we just began last episode, so if you missed episode one, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to that one. And we're going to dive right in. It's based on a couple of verses I read in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 1 verse 7 says, "But the Israelites were exceedingly fruitful. They multiplied greatly, increased in number, and became so numerous that the land was filled with them." And I suppose up to this point, my thinking would be, well, that must be because they've got great leaders and there's great blessing and they're in a good situation. And so in a good environment, good leadership, they're going to flourish. Not the case. In fact, this is while they were in Egypt. They were enslaved. They had a Pharaoh who was oppressing them and making them work harder and harder. They were in a bad situation. In fact, Exodus 1 verse 12, "But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread, so the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites." And that made me begin to wonder, this thing about fruitfulness, and by fruitfulness we mean growth and enlargement and success and increasing our boundaries, actually doesn't seem to have anything to do with the good environment or the good leadership. Great leadership is important, and I get that and I believe in it. But there's a deeper truth at play, and we need to understand this thing called fruitfulness. So how is it that the Israelites were so fruitful in such a bad situation? Seven truths about fruitfulness. Last week, we looked at number one. Number one being the God of the Bible is the God of fruitfulness. And now what we've got to realize is before we walk in fruitfulness, remember, we are created to reflect God's glory. It's going to start with a revelation. It's got to be revealed, not just in our heads, but in our hearts. God is the God of fruitfulness. Fruitfulness comes from God. There is a source for fruitfulness. Fruitfulness flows from somewhere. So either you think it's going to flow from yourself, your skill, your ability, your technique, your whatever, or you recognize, no, actually the source of fruitfulness is God. God is the God of fruitfulness. The second truth I want to look at today is this. God commands us to be fruitful and so expects us to be fruitful. It's a command and not an option. Now, that might sound obvious, but think about this. My thinking would be that, well, fruitfulness is a result. Fruitfulness is just something, I suppose, that happens as a result of this working and that working. No, it's a command. In fact, it's the very first command that God ever gave to mankind. In Genesis 1 verse 28, God blessed them, Adam and Eve, and he said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number." Don't you love that? First blessing, that's the covenant, that's who our God is. And then the first command given to mankind, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and every living creature that moved on the ground. Now here's the thing, if God commands you to do something, it means he has made you, skilled you, qualified you, blessed you. In other words, if it's a command, it means we can do it. God's never going to command us to do something that we can't do with his help. And so remember, to obey God is better than sacrifice. The best form of worship is obedience, saying, "Yes, Lord, here am I. I'm here to do your will." And the first commandment God gave mankind is to be fruitful and multiply. And so obedience is a decision. And really the heart of what I want to communicate and talk about for these next couple of minutes is to make a decision of obedience. Lord, you've commanded me to be fruitful, and I want to say yes, Lord, to what you've called. In Genesis 35, verse 11, a scripture we looked at last week, it said, God said to him, "I am God Almighty, be fruitful and increase in number." Do you notice the same thing? This was not an option. This was not an invitation. This was a command. And when God commands you to do something, we shouldn't be saying, "Please, Lord," or we should be saying, "Yes, Lord." That's what it means when he is Lord. He is God, and we respond by saying, "Yes, Lord." Remember that the command follows the revelation. The only reason God can command us to be fruitful is because he is God. He is the God of all fruitfulness. And this is saying yes, Lord, to who he is more than yes to what you think you are capable of. Fruitfulness is rooted in God and not in our ability. Now, for me, this has led to something of a challenge, and I shared a little bit about it in the previous series that we did together. The challenge that God laid on my heart about stop praying so many yes, Lord prayers, please, Lord prayers, and begin to pray more yes, Lord prayers. If all of our prayers are please, Lord, make this fruitful, please, Lord, bless this, please, Lord, send money, please, Lord, give us a new building or whatever, or a new job, whatever you might be praying, If more and more of your prayers are please, Lord, prayers, the question is who's actually leading who? Because if you're always going and asking God to bless what you're doing, it kind of implies that you're going and trying to lead Jesus. The fact is, He's Lord. And the more we grow and mature, the more our prayers should be yes, Lord, prayers. And this is one of those moments when God's commanding. He's saying, I'm commanding you to be fruitful. So we shouldn't be praying, please, Lord, make me fruitful. Please, Lord, bless my business. Please, Lord, bless my church. We should be saying, yes, Lord, you've called me to fruitfulness, and I'm saying yes to your will. And so I want to challenge you just very basically with how do we say yes to fruitfulness in our lives? And I've just got four little challenge statements. Number one is yes to the revelation that God is the God of fruitfulness. Now, you might know this academically, but in your heart right now, are you willing to say yes? Yes, Lord. I recognize that the source of fruitfulness is not me, my ability. God is the God of fruitfulness. Secondly, to say yes to the fact that fruitfulness is dependent on God and the covenant and not our ability. And for me, this has been a huge point of repentance. I've realized I've been looking to my gifting, skill, talent, ability, all of these things. I've been looking at that as if I do this well, fruitfulness will result. Nope, I've had to repent. Actually, God, you are the God of fruitfulness. Fruitful because the gracious hand of God is upon us, not because of my ability and skill. Thirdly, is yes to stop limiting God with small thinking and expectations. Now, this is a huge one. To say yes, Lord, to fruitfulness means saying yes, Lord, to stop limiting God. Now, what that means is we so easily put kind of boundary lines around what we expect or think we're worthy of, or we think this is too much for me, Lord, and we limit God. We limit our ability to receive from God because of the limitations and boundaries that we've created. To say yes to the Lord and yes to fruitfulness means saying, yes, Lord, break those limiting thinking and barriers. And then fourthly, yes, to start expecting greater and greater fruitfulness. And this is a huge challenge for me once again. Jesus said, how many times let it be done to you according to your faith? God commands fruitfulness, and to say yes to fruitfulness means, yes, Lord, I'm ready to trust you for more, to enlarge, to be greater, and for you to do more and more in and through me. So having said that, let me give you a couple of questions to end off with once again. Question number one, have you ever thought of fruitfulness as a command rather than a result? Have you? I mean, is that something that intuitively makes sense to you, or is that an area of repentance like it is for me? Number two, are you praying more please, Lord, prayers or yes, Lord, prayers? I want you to think about your prayer life and maybe analyze and monitor parts of your prayers. How many are yes, Lord, and how many are please, Lord? And then number three, of those four challenge statements above, which one challenges you to say yes to the most? Yes to the revelation that God is a God of fruitfulness. Yes to the fact that fruitfulness is dependent on God and covenant and not on your ability. Yes to stop limiting God with small thinking and expectations. Or yes to start expecting greater and greater fruitfulness. I hope those questions help spend a bit of time pondering them, and I do pray that more and more of these truths will go deep in our hearts, and so that we can walk into greater and greater fruitfulness. Hope it helps, and God bless. Look forward to episode number three next week. Until then, God bless, and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you would like the notes for this week or any past episodes, feel free to visit our website at outlookchurch.co.za/mustardseedleadership. See you next week.